Good morning. This is Jonathan Fogel, and you're listening to Family Affairs on FM 107. We're here today with Julie Rappaport, Lee Lieberman, and Tasha, their daughter, the authors of a new book called Relational Shifts. It's a great book, and there was something that you said at the very beginning, that you're not trying to save marriages. Instead, you're trying to save families. I think people look at marriages, that's their only idea of families. There's a husband, there's a wife, there's children. That's a family. But in this day and age, that's not what families are anymore. The book isn't trying to save marriages necessarily, but really try to save that relationship that the two of you as parents have with your daughter. And I think that was a very interesting way to look at it and a good way to look at it.
Thank you. I think that we're making a series, an episodic series on this also called Abnormally Normal. And basically, it's because what is normal nowadays?
I read an article that said that the divorce rate for the first time in 20-some years is actually going down. But what they attribute that to is that a lot of people are not getting married anymore. Mm. They're simply, you know, cohabitating. They're having children together and deciding to live together and not getting married. So the incidence of divorce per capita is lower now than it was.
2005 census data, there were almost as many divorces filed as marriages filed. So I do think the number of marriages are coming down. And what's happening is in this generation between, say, 30 and even 60 years old, people are pretty much going, wow, I want to live a life that is not going to end with bitterness.
I think that this book is something that's really great for someone to read to see how you can make that transition and still remain friends, or at least can remain civil to each other to put their children's interest ahead of everything else, which I think is very important.
Like Julie said earlier, on the way in here, we were listening to Dr. Brown's radio show, and she was asking him about, you know, what is wrong with the marriage, and he kept saying, well, she and she and she. He never once said, me, I'm part of the problem as well. And that's one of the main reasons in how we have gone to this point. We have pointed the finger at ourselves and looked at our inner self and seeing what's wrong. What have I done to make this marriage not work?
Lee, you took responsibility even for the fact that Julie's second marriage had ended, and maybe that had something to do with your, you know,
our closeness.
Yeah, the
our
closeness
relationship
that you had
sure.
with each other, because the two of you obviously remained very close, and that was probably difficult for Julie, your second husband, and for people that, I don't know, you know, that you're dating now or people that are involved with your life now, that they have a hard time. And I know you talked about that quite a bit in your book also, Lee, that your family at the beginning was trying to get you to fight for sole custody and telling you, you know, this is what you should do. You know, and we see that all the time, that other families get involved with it. And how did you fight that urge?
I had a lot of pressure from family to, you know, especially with Tasha, take full custody mm-hmm. of her. But we had made a decision also to keep it together. The two of us are going to make this thing work. And when we would sit down together and talk about it, we still were very open. And, you know, as much as the information was coming from the right ear, sitting down and talking to Julie and refocusing on where we were going, that's how we were able to keep the outside interference away.
You've been listening to Family Affairs on FM 107, WFMP, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.